Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. The medium of comic books has often been a place where artists imagine what the distant future could look like. And that tradition continues at this year's Latinx Comic Arts Festival in Modesto as they explore a theme of Latino futurism. The festival takes place next week at Modesto Junior College's West Campus on Friday and Saturday, April 3rd and 4th. The two-day event will showcase talented Latinx cartoonists, writers, artists, animators, and educators from across the country. Here to tell us more about the family-friendly event that is open to the public is Dr. Teresa Rojas. She's a professor of ethnic studies and English at Modesto Junior College and is the director of the Latinx Comic Arts Festival. Dr. Rojas, welcome back to Insight.
Thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate being here.
Well, it's great to have you. Before we dive into this event, this festival, I'm curious to hear, what's your history with comic books? Did you read them growing up?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's funny, I was, my mom was very much a fan of buying me comic books. I was an early reader, and so I would read everything. And she would buy me Archie Comics, Casper, Richie Rich. Those were the big three, right, at the drugstore. And so I would just eat those up. And I love comics. But I never thought of myself as someone who was going to study them, who would ever become a festival director of all things. But it was in graduate school when I came back to comics, when I went to my advisor and I said, you know, I'm trying to figure out my project for my dissertation. And I said, I'm really interested in somehow bringing together visual culture, literature, storytelling. I was in a program that emphasized narrative theory. So I'm certainly in the right place right now. And I'm also like feminist visions and theory. And my advisor pulled out Alison Bechdel's Fun Home, the graphic memoir. And I remember telling him, I think you did not hear me correctly, perhaps, because that is a comic and I'm in graduate school. But he was absolutely right. That was David Herman, my advisor at the time. And I read A Fun Home and it just blew my mind. And I was studying narrative empathy at the time. And it was just this whole new world of possibilities for storytelling. But I hadn't thought about comics as a platform for autobiographical storytelling. So that was really, that was just eye-opening for me. And that studied a whole path of comic studies. And then when I was ready to be on the job market, one of the places that I applied to was here at Modesto Junior College. And I had a very good interview team, and the dean of what is now the School of Language Arts and Education was very open to all of my crazy ideas of what I was using in class, including comics, which I now use almost exclusively in all of my classes, because they really give us a chance to explore the intersection of text, of the textual and the visual. And she was very supportive. This was Dean Jillian Daly at the time. And she just said, run with it. And I did. And, you know, the rest is history, so to speak.
Well, it must be really satisfying to have something that, you know, you enjoyed growing up in your personal life and have that translate into your professional life too. I imagine there's a lot of satisfaction there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say that I landed in the right spot. You know, I went to, I did my undergrad at Berkeley. I went to Ohio State and then MIT. And I took this job at Modesto Junior College and found that not only did I find a supportive environment with that dean and with my current dean, Curtis Martin, but the college as a whole and Modesto as a community, the Central Valley as the wider community, is so arts rich, but we don't always hear about these things. And so I had an opportunity, and I continue to cultivate this opportunity to really tap into our very rich artistic community to build some really great storytelling opportunities. So I'm very fortunate.
Well, Dr. Rojas, right now we have an opportunity to talk about the Latinx Comic Arts Festival. I understand it's now in its sixth year. Remind us about how the festival got its start.
Yeah, so the short version of the history is that I invited a cartoonist friend of mine, Rafael Navarro, who is in Los Angeles, to do speak to my classes and do a public presentation. And he has the uncanny ability to tell an amazing story and draw at the same time in a fashion that is just it's very compelling. And so he did this while he was talking about himself and growing up in Mexico and then in LA, and drawing these amazing pieces that he was giving away to students. So after everyone was gathering, and students, faculty, everyone who was there, and no one wanted to leave. So that was amazing. I still feel bad. I had to kick people out to say, all right, it's 9 o'clock, people, you got to leave now. But we had a conversation after that, and we collectively sort of decided that it would be a great idea to invite another entity that is the Latino Comics Expo. I have friends who founded that that organization, to invite them to Modesto. So in 2019, we did that. They said yes. We had this great convention. It was our first one ever, first one of that sort, spotlighting Latino creators and friends. And it was so successful. I wanted them to come back, but they were busy doing other things. So I thought, the only way that I can make this, that I can continue this, is if I do it myself, which I was not thrilled about at the time. But I went ahead and said, you know, this was good training for me. And I feel like the energy is so positive and so amazing. And there's so much in terms of craving Latino-centered programming that allows people to connect with all the sorts of folks, the cartoonists, the writers, the artists, the animators, etc. So let's do it. And I did that, and we were ready to go for 2020, March of 2020. And we all know what happened in March of 2020. We were shut down, and that was a hard blow. But what I did was I turned that into 5 hours of online programming, and I taught myself how to be my own tech support and how to do Zoom and all of that. So we did 5 hours in 2020. The next year, when we were fully immersed in COVID, I did 13, 14 hours of full festival programming online. We had a virtual art gallery. We had a special poster. And that was super fun. So I was very happy to be able to bring it back in person, or I guess technically to bring it the first time in person, the Latinx Comic Arts Festival. And we were fully in person with our poster images of an Aztec Wonder Woman, Aztec Batman, Aztec Superman by Terry Bloss. That was really cool. And we've been going strong ever since. We're now a biennial festival. So 2024, 2026, we're doing the even numbered years so that I can have a break and also build community in between.
Well, Dr. Rojas, sounds like you had to get creative there having it online, but now it is in person. So tell us, for someone maybe who's never walked into a comic festival before, what can they expect when they walk in those doors?
So the first thing they can expect is a lot of very positive energy. This is really important. They walk into the building, into Mary Stuart Rogers, and they're going to see tables and tables and tables of comic arts folks. If they come on Saturday, they also will see our Lowrider exhibit, which makes us unique in that we have a giant exhibit just outside in lot 208. But inside, there will be folks at their tables. They'll have their works on exhibit, and they are here ready to have conversations with people. Right? I mean, the one thing they love to do, I think the comic arts folks and the Lowrider folks share this in common, that they love to talk about their work, you know, whether it's their cars or their books. So they'll see lots of that, and there'll be lots of volunteers to also help guide them around. And we have a program booklet that they can pick up right at the beginning when they register, so that will give them the lay of the land.
Next weekend's festival, obviously, it's going to be a great way for people to be exposed to the work of Latino comic artists. But for those who simply can't wait, which authors or comics do you think people should read?
You're trying to get me in trouble.
Maybe
What
just
they
tell a
can
few.
do, what they can do is they can go to our, we have sort of a blog website, and that is at LatinxComicArtsFest.com. And there's a tab that says 2026 exhibitors. And there's a whole list. It's current, up to date, and they can take a look. Everyone's social media is listed. There's a little bio for each person, and they can take a look. This is actually a great idea. They can take a look and see who might be of interest, and that way they'll have a running start coming into the festival next week.
That sounds like a great way to go. Let's see. So, as I mentioned in the intro, that this year it highlights the theme of Latinx futurism. What does Latinx futurism mean to you, and how will that show up in the overall vision of the festival?
Yeah, this is a great question, and I would love for more folks to know about this. So Latinx futurism or Latino futurism is very much a way of imagining the future through the Latinx experience, very broadly conceived. So what it does is it blends culture, history, imagination, and it blends, it's drawing on, I should say, indigenous roots, lived realities. And the whole purpose is to create new possibilities that go beyond stereotypes. So at its core, it's about imagining futures where Latino communities are not just included, but are the creators, innovators, and storytellers rather, who are shaping what's possible.
The festival, it, as you talked about, it centers voices that are often underrepresented. What is that history of Latino representation in comic books? What do you think the adequate representation of marginalized groups in media, why do you think that's so important?
So I think the past, I mean, if we go way back to sort of initial representations of Latinos in comics, we're looking at very stereotypical, and I mean stereotypical in the sense of racial and ethnic stereotypes. So you'd have a superhero, but it would have a with a very thick accent, and imagine that written out where the character is speaking in a way that it doesn't really even exist in reality, right? And or we have the invisibility. So you may very much have a Latino superhero or a character, but their Latinidad or their ethnicity is very much very hidden. So for example, people don't know that Bane is Latino, like the famous character Bane, that there are other Latino superheroes. And so the progression over time has been to create new variations, new more modern representations, but also to take comics as a medium and say it's not about, oh, this character is Latino and therefore they do X, Y, and Z, but there's a character that is interesting, compelling, amazing in many different ways, and they happen to be Latino, and as part of that they bring in their culture, or our culture, I should say, which is very much American culture. And I mean American US and of course American more broadly speaking, as in Latin America, because we're all interconnected. So it's really important that this festival, although we highlight 100%, we highlight Latino comic arts creators and of course our lowriders and our drivers, it's also about how we work as part of our community. We do not exist in a vacuum. And so we're celebrating. We're highlighting, we're spotlighting, but we're celebrating the larger community together.
Dr. Rojas, just give us the dates for the festival one more time so folks can put it on their calendar.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is coming up Friday and Saturday, April 3rd and 4th, 2026, on our campus, a beautiful Modesto Junior College West Campus.
Thank you so much, Dr. Rojas, for being here with us on Insight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Teresa Rojas is a professor of Ethnic Studies and English at Modesto Junior College and is the director of the Latinx Comic Arts Festival. As she mentioned, the festival takes place next week on Friday, April 3rd, and Saturday, April 4th, from 11 to 6 on the West Campus of Modesto Junior College. The Lowrider Cruise-In and Exhibition starts on Saturday morning at 10:30. We'll have more details on our Insight page. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.